How Do I Deal? I'm Jade.
And I'm Ella. I really said I'm Jade.
Yes, because when we do the reverse intro, I'm the same. I got to say, like, I'm Ella.
Yeah.
I'm Jade. We've done, like, four of these. How can we even be stuck in our ways? Do you know what I mean?
I know, like, but it's you can, kind of. I suppose in the editing and listening process as well, because it's over and over.
Yeah. Have you edit them? I try to listen to them.
Mm.
And, like, I find them funny because usually I can't remember, like, anything that we've said.
Yeah.
But I've decided that I'm not drinking wine anymore when we're doing podcasts. Because I get really, like, tired. And even if I've just had one glass, I get really, like,
I love wine.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fair enough. It's a good way to start it with a coffee instead. A little bit of
tea. Yeah, bit of caff.
Cafe latte. You know what that means in Italian?
Coffee latte.
Coffee milk.
Okay.
Pretty
wrong.
Simple.
Wrong. Coffee milk.
I said Italian. Not moron.
Moron.
Oh, so sad. Do you reckon that Mark Moron was...
Mark Moron.
Yeah, do you think that he was bullied in high school? Hi, Mark Moron!
I hope so, because... No, like, I don't... Fuck, no, like, I don't. Bullying's wrong.
That was so hard to get out. Bullying's wrong.
It is, but, like, that's fucking gold. Mm-hmm. Actually, do you remember any, like, mean nicknames that people had in your school?
Oh, well, I remember mine.
What was it?
Mine had a whole chant.
What?
Yeah.
What was it?
Ella Bella has no fella. And then it got longer, which it didn't make any sense when they made it longer. It was Ella Bella has no fella, locked him in the cellar until he turned yeller.
Who fucking has time for that sort of bullying chant?
Grade 5 prepubescent fuckwits.
Yeah. I was thinking more high school.
Yeah. Oh, no,
that
makes
sense, yeah.
Didn't have any bad ones in...
Yeah. There was, like, one of my friends was called Jenna, and people used to say, Jenny, Microwave Jenny, like, from the castle.
I was going to say.
Oh, like, Jenny, Microwave Jenny.
Yeah.
She got the Microwave Jenny for a bit.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. But then there were some real mean ones. Like, there was a kid with, like, a last name. I can just say the last name, can't I?
I'm sure.
Like, I certainly don't think he's listening. It's like, well, I didn't fucking make out the nickname, so don't point your fingers at me.
Get your fingers out of my face, Ruth.
So his last name was DeMayo.
Mm-hmm. And it was already good.
Yeah. So they called
him... Hey, pass it to me. Pass it to Mayo.
I don't get it.
Pass me the mayo.
Oh,
pass DeMayo.
I was thinking like Dolmio, but like DeMayo. Oh. Like, yeah, anyway, okay. Fuck, that was a long stretch. yeah, and it was around the time of that Toyota ad where there was like, one ton to Rodeo. But yeah. So they called him One Ton DeMayo.
Oh.
One Ton DeMayo.
That's so creative.
Another kid came, he was like, he had like black curly hair, like jet black curly hair, and he came to school one day with like blonde tips in it.
Yeah.
And so people called him Tipsoys. It's just ridiculous.
It's funny, like, what the, like, it's such a stretch. And if, like, one cool kid says it, then everyone's
you're
just
fucked.
Down.
You're fucked.
They're just like, oh,
you're fucked for the rest
tip
of high school.
Soice,
yeah.
Tipped hair. That makes sense. I'm going to go with it.
Mm.
I think we had, like,
Kids can be so cruel.
They can be cruel. I'm trying to think of our year level, like, if we had some really bad ones.
I can't think of any from
your
year level.
Oh, there was just, like, that one kid in your year level that was called Fingers. I think that was legitimately just because of his fingering technique.
Yeah, it is. Fingers! Yeah.
But, like, is that mean... Did that mean that he had a really terrible fingering technique?
So the story goes... I don't know. I don't want to bloody... It could be hearsay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. The story goes that he was at a party with this other girl. Let's just call her Becky. Sorry, that was it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, I think he went to finger her, but he put his fingers in her bum hole and so he called her, everyone called him Fingers.
But, like, everybody knows that, like, the feeling, like, I mean, unless he was
it was, like, young.
Oh, But, like, still, like, you got to be pushing pretty hard to, like...
Yeah.
Finger someone's bumhole by accident.
And, like, maybe he didn't even finger her bumhole. Maybe he just, like, went near there, which, like, who hasn't made that mistake?
Also, who knows this information?
I don't know. That's like, what I mean by hearsay.
Yeah. I think that, like, Becky's either a massive blabbermouth
or he's Becky like... the big mouth. Oh, you mean Becky the big mouth.
Or he's proud of his,
fingering techniques.
Fingering and the bumhole techniques.
Mm.
Oh, okay, let's speak eloquently.
Mm. Should I get a glass of wine?
No.
Okay.
Because we've been speaking like bogans.
I know, I can't stop. I don't know why I've been speaking like such a bogan. I noticed the other day. Did you hear me struggling between my, like, normal speech? Just trying to speak normally.
Yeah.
But, I was talking to someone the other day and I noticed, you know, when you start to say a sentence and you kind of stop and you realize what you've just said, I was like, oh yeah, did I tell you about fucking... And I stopped and was just like,
Second, uno momento, per favor.
Please
right?
give me a moment.
Yeah, I was told that we swore too much in this podcast and that I needed to be mindful of people. It's not just me and you having a conversation. There's actually people listening. So I suppose we have to be on our best behavior now. So we need to speak properly and we need to stop swearing. So first one to swear has to like lick the underside of a starfish.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I know, it's shit.
Who told ya?
Who told me?
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, she hasn't gotten a name yet. Okay. And she listens to the podcast. Okay. So I'm going to call her Mother Nature.
Oh. Well, Mother Nature, to you I say, fuck that.
I won't do what you told me. Fuck that, I won't do what you told me. Apologies. Last time I heard that song... No, I heard that song 3 times in one night.
Once. Oh, really?
But the last one I remember was there's like strippers in Richmond, yeah. Which aren't really strippers. It was the like poorest version of a strip. Well, I've never been to a strip club, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it was like brightly fluorescent lit, no decorations on the walls, all beige. But then there was...
What, it was all lit up?
Yep.
Like a fucking football club room.
Yes. Yes. That's how you explain it. Football club room. That's what this place felt like. And then in one like dark corner, there was a stage and then there was like a stripper that come on and she was dancing to that. And she was like really, powerful because she was dancing to that song. Like, fuck that. I won't do what you told me. But like at the same time, like stripping for like,
sounds sexy.
I don't know if it was. No. I'm so confused of what's sexy anymore.
Yeah.
So I heard someone say the other day that, like, there was a kind of argument about, like, prostitutes and whether, like, it's empowering for them. Mm. I said prostitutes and Jade's dog just looked up, like...
What? What do you talk?
What?
What do you talk?
Yeah, whether it's, like, empowering or not.
To be a prostitute.
Mm. And, like, someone was like, it's not at all. Like, these women, no matter how much they think they like it, are still getting used. And I was like, what do you mean, no matter how much they think they like it? Like, they may genuinely fucking like
it. Yeah, yeah. And I think, like, I think it's only a bad thing, yeah, if the person doing it doesn't want to be doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it is kind of a bit weird and gross. Like, not gross, but do you know what I mean? Like, that would feel weird. But can everyone just do whatever the fuck they want and not have anyone, like...
Please. Oh, that would
like,
be fantastic.
Sorry, but, like... What does someone who isn't a prostitute know about being a prostitute?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, lay off.
Yeah. Step off.
Step off. Someone's watched School of Rock recently.
No, I haven't. Let's rock.
Let's rock today. We're just going to become quotes out the bum hole.
out Becky's bum hole. Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Becky.
No, I feel fucking awful. Like, I'm just... repeating what was said many a year ago.
Tis hearsay. YOLO bats.
Yeah.
YOLO bats.
YOLO bats. That's like a good if I was famous,
mm-hmm.
sorry, when I'm famous for doing, like, I don't know what.
Podcasting?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, some sort of sideshow act with Daisy, but my dog. but we both don't know how to do anything.
now watch as Jade and Daisy have a simultaneous anxiety attack.
That's me and my little dear. You nailed it. can't even remember what I was going to say. Famous when I'm famous.
Nope. You mean when I said YOLO bats?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, something about, like, if I was booking it. Like, it'd just be my alter ego.
Oh!
YOLO bats.
See, like, because Drake made YOLO, right?
Mm.
And he's, like, champagne poppy.
Mm.
And if you were champagne mommy,
yeah,
you would be like, I'm YOLO bats. Or, yeah, like, hashtag YOLO bats.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, what's that mean? Like, you only, and you're like, no, it's like, you're telling somebody they have low battery on their phone. But it's just a really cool way to say it. And then hashtag champagne mommy, hashtag Jade and Daisy.
Love it. Love
sorted.
It.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I don't, like, don't stress. We ain't stressing. Already famous. Invited to LA podcast.
Fest?
Festival. I forgot how to speak. I just stopped speaking mid-sentence.
we're invited to the LA podcast
festival.
yeah, we're here RN right now.
Mm-hmm. It's sick.
We're actually broadcasting this in front of a live audience. That's why.
All right, guys, ready?
We're so good.
On the count of three,
guys, everyone,
on the count of three, say, how do I deal? Okay, ready? One, two, three. How do I deal? How do I deal?
Guys, that's enough. But
okay,
calm down. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It really means a lot.
Stop throwing roses. Those things have thorns.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Has its thorns. Mm. How was your weekend, Champagne Mommy?
Oh my god, can you please make that nickname carry on?
Yeah, I'll call you Champagne Mommy forever. We're going to have to start readdressing the podcast. Hi, this is How Do I Deal. I'm Ella.
And I'm Champagne Mummy. I am Champagne Mummy.
You
though,
are Champagne Mummy.
But yeah, you've got to say it like Mummy because,
yeah,
like, I don't want to
know. M-A-M-I.
Yeah, it is not M-U-M-M-Y or M-O-M-M-Y for you American listeners.
Yeah.
Champagne Mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it so much.
Yeah, that's who you are.
Yeah. Oh, what was I going to say? Love Drake, my husband. Oh, my weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, no, first, sorry. That's what I was going to say. What do you think, what can your new, like, kind of nickname,
okay,
you know, be?
Well, let's say, like, all right, maybe if we go in the same style as, like, someone, like a rapper or something.
Got one.
Who am I?
Sleazy E.
Ooh. Instead of
Easy E.
Because I was thinking Yeezy for a second, okay, and I got confused. Sleazy E.
Yeah.
You know what? That totally sums up my personality as well. I am so sleazy. Fuck yeah.
Sleazy E.
I mean, hell, I mean, oh yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to bring my 18 rating down to a PG level.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
As soon as you said it.
I haven't said the C-bomb, I don't think.
Do I say the C-bomb very much?
No, you don't say it as much as I do.
I don't think I thought I went through a stage of, like, a few years ago of saying it, like, constantly.
Mm.
And then through a phase of just being like, that word is so offensive to my ears, I won't even say it. And
yeah,
now I think I just don't notice it. But I don't think I say it
as much.
As Miage.
As Miage? Okay, so Champagne Mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
How you do, how your weekend go, you know?
It was good, but I don't really have any stars. What did I do?
What you say? Blah, 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 well, well, of course you did. What you say?
What you say?
Now I'm sure.
What you say? Yeah, we can. I don't even have a one good story. Do I? I watched a weird movie on Netflix that was actually good. Can't remember what it was called. Watch it, guys.
A plus plus. Five stars.
Really good though. Really recommend it. Can't remember the name. So that was good.
Who was in it?
Don't know. It was like. I got like not halfway. I'm gonna say quarts of the way through the movie, and I was like, is it bad? Because it was, oh, sorry, I forgot to mention it was foreign. I was like, is it bad that I can't tell if this is French or Spanish? Figured out pretty quickly it was French. Okay. But not that quickly.
Was it all ha-ha?
No, it sounded Spanish. And there were some, like SA-looking people in it. Like, you know, like, hey, SA. Like,
I think the, Champagne Mami is, like, Mami. I think that's Spanish.
Yeah, that's of my elk, yeah. Yeah. What about it?
That you should recognize your own culture.
I do, that's what I just said. It was a test, and you failed.
You suck. Continue.
So that was really good. And my dog got sick, so I just laid in bed just, like, fearing for her life. Obviously not enough to take her to the emergency vet, because I don't know.
If she's like, you can actually tell if something needs an emergency vet.
Oh, last night it was pretty, like, it was touch and go.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe not.
Was she, like, losing consciousness?
No.
Okay.
Her stomach was making weird noises.
She was digesting her dinner.
No, but they were really weird, and I googled it, and I think she might have bloat. I know that's the third time I've said that to you tonight.
My fish has had bloat once.
Yeah, did she die?
No. The one time it did have bloat, it didn't die.
Okay.
I just changed the water, but I suppose you can't change the air.
Should I be changing Daisy's water?
I also gave the fish peas, frozen peas.
Peas, yeah, fiber. Mm. Yeah, I read if it is, like, I've been giving her brown rice. That's meant to help. I don't know.
Oh, also, should we point out that, like, this is, and today we're talking about miscellaneous.
Oh, yeah. yeah, miscellaneous.
Every fifth.
Yeah, we'll try and do, we think just every, like, yeah, probably fifth episode, we're just going to do a kind of a little bit random, a little bit misc.
You could call it a lucky dip.
Yeah.
Did you know that I learnt the word miscellaneous from The Sims?
I was just fucking thinking that.
Really?
Misc. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you go find your miscellaneous objects for the house.
I'm just going to turn a light on, but I have. Yeah. Hang
on. I remember it because I was like, oh, I have no idea what this word is. And I'm like, miscellaneous.
Misc. What else could it be? Miscolando bene. You should know that.
Whoa, what is that?
Miscolando bene.
I mix it good.
Yeah, I think it means stir good. Like, it's from that Don't Leo ad that I remember. Or the Legos ad that I remember.
Oh my god. Wait, Jade can do nearly all of this ad.
No,
please
I can't
do it.
It's like fading from my memory.
Can
so
you do
fast.
What you remember, please? Okay. Please, Champagne Mommy.
Or I sleazy you just because you asked me. I am a bogan today.
I love it.
Yeah, it's an ad from, like, that was on TV when I was, like, 7 years old. And I think because I watched so much TV, it just, like...
sunk in.
Let's have a son a casa and a father... See, I don't remember it.
Just even make it
casa and a father took his ever noche. Della Legos. El giugi la pasta. El giugi la salsa. Miscolando bene. Yeah, like, there's actions, too. Questo sicchio in Benizio. Ecco farto. Proprio niente. Cutrea quattro persone. Oh, no. Thank you.
I got that last bit. You can feed three or four people.
Or one.
There's that one like lonely like lady, the spinster, who's like, hells yeah.
Like, just empties a whole fucking packet of pasta and a whole Dolmio sauce. Legos.
You don't Stay make your own... you don't eat an entire packet of pasta when you make it for just yourself?
I don't really make pasta for myself ever, because I probably would eat a whole bag. Mm.
Yeah.
How many bags of pasta do you do?
How many bags do you do? This reminds me of a story. In year 12, we got to go see Paul Kelly because we were studying his book of lyrics for one of our year 12 exams. And we had, like, a Q&A afterwards.
What, as in, like, you saw him perform?
Yes.
Really?
So he did a few of the songs. And then we got to ask him questions about them, like, for the essays and things that we had to do. And he was extremely unhelpful. Like, someone would ask him, like, So, like, what's the drive or, like, the imagery or, like, the representation in this? And he's just like, oh, I don't know, it just, like, rhymed. And I was like, oh, shit, like, these guys have accidentally got Paul Kelly's book and, like, thought that it was full of, like, all these, like...
Poetic,
like...
Which, like, his lyrics are.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But he doesn't think so.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then, so, it started getting a bit weird and some kid, like, shoots his hand up and Paul's like, yeah, you. And he's like, so... How many Weet-Bix do you do?
Did the crowd erupt with laughter?
Yes, we pissed ourselves.
Did Paul? Everybody what did Paul do?
I think he just shook his head. What did he do? I can't remember. I remember falling in love with this kid, though.
Oh, not with Paul?
No. The one I was like...
What did you think of Paul? Sorry. What did Paul say? Did he mention me?
It was actually awkward the first 45 minutes, because I hadn't, like, really met you yet. I had no idea what was going on, because it was just like... Oh, Champagne Mommy. She's like the inspiration for How to Make Gravy.
How to Make Gravy? It's not about like a guy that's in jail.
Yeah.
Like, where do I come into it? Who am I?
You're...
The gravy. Oh, that gravy recipe that I gave him.
Yeah.
That's about, I did give him a gravy. A little bit of extra tomato sauce for the sweetness and the extra tang, I think.
Oh, wow. See, like, I didn't even pick up my Paul Kelly book.
You didn't even have to read a fucking book. You had to, like, listen to some songs and you didn't even do it.
No.
You didn't even do it. No. Well, yeah, that's fine. I love reading, but I didn't when I was at school.
Mm.
So, like, I obviously chose English and literature. Yeah. And the only book that I read out of, like, for year 11 and 12... for all of it was, it's not even a book, but, The Importance of Being Earnest, because it's, it's tiny, it's, like, few pages, because it's a play, and I didn't read anything else. What a dum-dum.
No, I think it's hard. We were at a really shitty school as well that didn't really help with learning.
Yeah, no. Apparently it was, like, the cheapest, like, private school in Victoria.
It would have to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ugh, worst.
Yeah, it was
worst school ever.
Yeah, that's why we're so smart, and that's why our grammar's so good.
Our grammar's so good.
Mm.
You ain't doing good, son. You're doing well. That's sort of grammar for you. Yes, I just sometimes I do.
Our podcast is very visual, guys.
Mm.
Very visual.
It is upsetting that you are missing out on so much. Like, there is things that we do visually that, holy moly, holy smokes, holy holy, you would be wowed.
Everyone would be wowed.
Mr. Wow's Emporium.
Yeah.
Shamper's Mummy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to shorten it. Or slash make it bogan.
Okay, yeah. Shams ma'am.
Shams ma'am.
Sea ma'ams.
Shamsam.
Shampers. What do people call champagne shampers?
Shampers, yeah. Give us a flute of shampers.
Yeah.
Flute.
Flute. Ute. Boot.
Cute. Seat. Toot.
Fruit. This is really good so far.
loving it
sick. Oh, I did have a story. Oh, about the Sims and the MISC section.
Miscellaneous girls.
Don't be freaked out. Okay.
I've done some weird shit on the Sims, so I'm not gonna freak out.
Oh, it's like, wait. What weird shit? Because I'm not about to talk about that.
Oh, like
I make them have sex and then pause it and then move their bodies out to see their naked body.
Yes, I also do this when it comes to showering. No, I've got this like new fun thing where you chuck like you make like 5 Sims.
So do you still play the Sims?
Yeah, I was playing it the other night.
Sorry. All right. Yeah.
You make 5 Sims. You just make one that you actually like, and then make all the others grotesque, and you make them like lock them in rooms and with
delete the doors.
Delete the doors.
Yeah.
And you put in there like a toilet, a bed, a shower, a refrigerator, and an art easel.
And then... So they can do all that painting that they
yes,
that they
but then they can sell the paintings. So they essentially just become your, like, four little but slaves. So
wait, do you see, like, what they'll do on their own? Or, like, do you still make them do
No, I don't paintings? Make them do anything. I just, right. like, lock them. So at the moment I'm playing a game where I've got, like, four grotesque, like, four... Well, four grotesque, green, obese man Sims all locked in this, like, these rooms. And then this, like, beautiful brunette girl who I may have likened to my own beautiful brunette self.
Yeah.
Who just, like, I just play the game, like, just, like, she's the only one. And then these guys are just, like, painting and selling their paintings and, like, funding her life. So
they're just bankrolling it.
They're just bankrolling her life.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's weird.
Anyway, yeah, so your miscellaneous story.
Wow. This is, like, early days of like Sims, I guess. But, you know, sometimes you'd move into an already, you know, like, built /furnished house. And then sometimes you'd splash out and build your own.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it is.
If you didn't have cheat codes.
Yeah. So I was, like, you know, building a few of my own houses, a few of my own places.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where the fireplaces were. Like, I'd look in... Like, in, you know, where you buy stuff, like, in the, I guess...
Buy mode.
Yeah, I was in buy mode. It's, like, fucking searching through every single category. I'm like, I just can't find this goddamn fireplace.
Build mode.
Well. Oh, would you believe that I, like, went to bed, but, like, had a... so many emotions. I dreamt... that I was playing The Sims.
Whoa.
In my dream, I went into build mode, went into, like, walls or wherever it is. I think it's in walls. Woke up the next day and I was like, no, no. It's been under my nose the whole time. Went in, build mode.
Wow.
I dreamt it.
See, there is, like, psychic dreams, but, like, you think they would come for, like, really good reasons.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, maybe you had a little psychic moment because it was just...
Someone up there is looking at me. Yeah. My angels, thank you.
High-fiving a million angels.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Yeah, I had a psychic dream about the cat that stayed at our house.
Yeah.
So, really? Yeah, I could, like, I dreamt that, like, I opened my door and, yeah, his owner. Oh, but his owner looked different.
Okay.
But he looked exactly the same. And I've never seen the cat before. He came running down the hallway and in my dream. And then the next, as soon as I woke up, it was like, Samson's here. And the exact same thing happened.
Yeah, right.
Like, I opened the door and he, like, came running down the hallway.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
Good one. Good little psychic dream.
But, like, we're dreaming about cats and Sims. Like, I wish we could, like, you know, lottery numbers.
Level up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neck level, if you will, if you may, if you do.
If you please. If you please.
If you would please. Please, please, please. Let me. Get what I want.
Is this a song?
This time. I'm pretty sure it's the Smiths. I'm just becoming, like, a terrible, like, manic pixie dream girl right now.
Okay.
It's the Smiths. I like listening to the Smiths. I'm not like other girls.
Not like other girls, because I love the Smiths. Yeah. And I, like, I just hate girls. Like, I just don't get along really well with girls, do you know?
Yeah. These glasses aren't prescription, and this dress is vintage. yeah.
What else? Oh. What else has been going on? Did I ask you about your weekend?
I don't think so. Yeah, essentially, I tweeted about it. The tweet was...
Yeah.
Well, this is more Saturday morning. It was like, falls out of Uber, crawls into shower, sings simple plan to self while sobbing very hungover tears.
Yeah.
But then, full 180, babes. Mm. Champagne mams.
Mm.
Wait for it. Mornington Peninsula Hot Springs on the Sunday.
Ew.
Yeah, so going from, like, complete gutter trash, like, asking people to fight me on a Friday night, to, like, the zenest, beautifulest thing in a fluffy white robe.
Yeah.
Prancing around with my gal pals.
Yeah.
Soaking up the vitamin D and soaking the bod. Although, did not shave legs.
Okay.
But felt really empowered by it.
Yeah. You like, go, girlfriend.
I was like, yes, these legs. These thighs, day thick, day hairy, day white, but you know what? Day mine!
What's that Jill song? These legs are heavy, I know, but
I know. Okay, we're doing well. Yeah. We just sound like Phoebe Buffay singing Smelly Cat.
Yeah.
Smelly Cat, yeah. What are they feeding you? Yeah, but, like, it was really lovely.
Yeah.
It was so relaxing.
Yeah.
And I needed it because, yeah, I'd had such a rough Friday night.
Yeah.
And I just...
Were you still, like, you didn't feel... You know, sometimes hangovers kind of, like, carry on?
Yeah. Oh, it just... I didn't get out of bed until Sunday morning when I had to go to the hot springs.
Oh, wow.
So I had food delivered and my housemate brought it down to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was like, no, not happening. Mm-mm. And I think I was still drunk on the Friday night when I got home because I... Saturday morning. Because I got out of the shower and, like, was trying to blow dry my hair into, like, a shape. What? Like, I was getting ready, but I was going to bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was, like, I crawled out of the shower. Well, no, it went more like this. In shower, singing Simple Plan, like, do you ever feel out of place? Pause, get out of shower, spew in laundry sink, get back into shower.
Don't you spew in the shower?
No, I don't know why. I think it was because I was drunk that I was not understanding that I could just spew bile into the shower.
Hands and knees.
Hands and knees. Also because I was already on the ground.
Okay,
yeah. Maybe I didn't want to spew onto my own legs.
Yeah. that's the difference between you and I. If I was in the shower and I was already sitting down, I wouldn't even get on my hands and knees. I would just, like, spew on myself and then just, like, sort of tilt back and let the water wash it off me. Probably that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Continue.
But, yeah, so get out. Yeah, like, with the radio turned up so loud so no one hears it screaming. And then crawled down to my bedroom. I'm trying to blow dry my hair into a shape. At this point, it's, like, 7:30 in the morning or something. Haven't actually slept yet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, went to bed, woke up at, like, 2, and was just like, I'm starving and I hate my life. I tried so hard to flirt with, like, 4 people.
On Friday night or Tinder?
Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Well, there was a very straight girl that was, like, just, like, letting me flirt with her. Okay. I think she was lacking the attention.
Yeah, yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah, and she's just like, oh, but you're so cute. And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but am I cute or am I, like, cute, you know? Yeah, it was going nowhere.
Okay, yeah, fast.
It was going nowhere fast. Yeah. But yeah, no, it was a good mix, solid mix.
Yeah.
Have been, yeah, Tindering like a hardcore though.
Really? Any good stuzzes?
Well, no. See, I have so many matches, but they've all stopped talking to me.
Okay.
Weird thing is, they all still like my moments.
Moments.
So Tinder moments are like where you take a photo of yourself or something, and then you can like them. So I'll just show you now. So it's like I have this photo of me in my bathing suit, guys.
Yeah.
And then it's got 4 likes on it. So like, but these people have all stopped talking to me.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, yeah, I like those legs, but the whole talky talk, not so much. But, yeah. Wonder,
like, are people still meeting on Tinder and, like, falling in love? Or is it maybe just a fuck thing?
Well, my housemate has just gone on a date with a person, and they said that it went really, really well. And it was all, like, cute, like... She stole a little peck on the lips at the end, and they organized another beautiful date.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Although maybe it's just because she's like keeps her legs closed.
Oh, okay. Is that okay?
Mm. Not in a bad way. That's not in like a. That's not pressuring anybody / calling anyone a slut.
Yeah.
I just find that like maybe because I'm a bit more flirtatious of nature.
Yeah.
That I end up in like the.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it depends what you're looking for.
Mm.
Or like what you're putting it out there to get back. Like if, yeah.
But what do you think about this? So I've matched with two people who I already know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just say yes because of, like it's a joke or just out of curiosity to see if they've, they've said yes to you.
Yeah.
So they've both said yes, come up as matches.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got each other on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And I've even, like...
How well do you know these people?
Like, not that well.
Okay.
But, like...
Acquaintances.
Yeah. And they've already got, like, sort of a contact.
Yeah.
To talk to. A way to contact me. Or 3 ways to contact me kind of thing. Plus mutual friends.
Yeah.
But they've matched and they're not spoken to me.
Yeah, right.
But then I've not spoken to them. Can you hear the smoke alarm anywhere?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. I can hear banging.
Everything okay?
9 response.
Mm.
But she stabbed.
Yeah, kill.
Well, you haven't said anything to them either.
Yeah. Should I say something right now?
Yeah.
All right, help me. What's the first thing I say?
Can you just turn your phone around so I can see hotel? Ooh.
I'm scared about this one because he's a magical being.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm so not good at this.
This one's scary. Should I just be like, thanks for the favorite on Twitter because he just favorited one of my tweets? No, that's way too weird. No. Should I be like, hey, boy?
No.
Should I be like, what's cooking good looking?
No.
Should I say, good evening?
Maybe, put that on the maybe part. What else have you got?
What would I actually say to this person?
Like, hello. That's what I'd say.
You'd say hello?
Yeah. But then I'd like it.
You have to have something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hello. We liked each other, or whatever it is. We matched. So.
Should I say, like, a match made in heaven, love, heart, eyes?
What about a match made in hell, ... not?
I love it.
But I might use that for next time, thank you.
No, I genuinely do love that. But, like, I feel weird because it's not my own material.
Please, just credit me at the end and it's fine.
By Jade Clay. By Champagne Mommy.
Yeah, that's right. This Jade Clay, she's dead to me. I don't even know. What can my new persona be? I want to have a fresh new personality.
Mashed my keyboard and that come out.
Hey, smiley face, smiley face. Hey. He's the cat's
What about
mother.
Aloha?
No.
Oh my god, this is generally how I contact people. Like, I could never flirt with you. Or I may have been in the past and you have no idea.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Why
don't you say, all right, well, konnichiwa. Watashiwa ella des. I don't know, are we just saying hello in different languages?
Yeah, maybe.
Ciao.
Can I say, like, gosh, this is special.
Yes, that's your best one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's happening.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know what? I'll turn on my sound so you can actually hear it happening.
But hang on. Are you doing gosh exclamation mark?
Yeah.
But does it sound too sarcastic?
Gosh.
Like, gosh, this is special. Is it mean, like, does it sound a little bit sarcastic?
Maybe.
Just write it and see what, and then read it back to me.
Gosh. How about that? This? Ain't this special?
No.
This is fucked.
What about, gosh, isn't this something?
Gosh, aren't you something?
No. Oh,
the thing is, we've sat with this guy and had beers. And was sitting outside and spoken to him.
About this?
Have we spoken to him about
no,
this?
No, that's what I was asking.
But we used to, like, had easy breezy conversations. Like,
easy breezy, beautiful cover girl.
Yes. Maybe I should just send him that.
Yeah.
Easy, crazy, beautiful.
Hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm an easy, crazy, beautiful, Ella girl. Am I good at this?
You're pretty good. Look, you're better than me.
Aloha.
It's like, it says a lot. You know what? Fuck it. Ready? Aloha. Oh.
Aloha. Ha, ha.
No, wait, I'll go, hello, I don't know how to spell it, aloha, is that it?
Yeah.
It's come up with a palm tree emoji as my next suggested thing, aloha, and then I'm going to send another one saying, aloha, ha.
Yeah. This is good, this is really
good. This is good, this is good.
This is really good
okay,
stuff.
Okay, sick, that's the one.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's that. Well, yeah. Prepare your bodies for the update.
I feel like Sorry, I'm just itching myself with this here pencil.
When she says itching herself, she was scratching her bum cheek with a pencil.
It wasn't my bum cheek, it was the side of my leg.
No, it wasn't.
It was the side of my leg, look. Okay, it was a little bit of my bum, but it was...
I was being kind, she was scratching her ass hole.
I was doing what fingers did.
To Becky.
To Becky.
With a pencil. Fingers.
Fingers.
Oh, just, champagne mommy, you're so dirty.
I just want to put it on the record. I never called any of these people any of those names. I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't until grade 12 that I even knew about these like nicknames that happened, because we had to sit in like a big circle, and Fingers sat on Becky's lap. Because we were playing like some, like, you know, game, like some ice breaking game or so, you know, something like
yeah.
that. And Fingers sat in Becky's lap, and the whole of like our grade 12 class started chanting Fingers. And I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And that's when I found out.
Ah. Mm. Did you have a nickname? Your name's so short.
It's so short. It's so short. Mm. There's nothing you can do with it, really. Clee, I guess some people call me Clee.
But never bullied for it.
That girl's got such a short name. Let's get her. Never bullied for it.
Let's dack it. Let's give her a wedgie.
No, I don't think so. But, like, I was probably bullied for, like, yeah. I probably was. I don't know. But there was... There's a nail, please.
The dog scared me so bad.
Can you smell something delicious?
Yeah, kind of.
It smells like pizza or something.
I was going to say toast.
Oh, it's probably toast.
I've still got a belly full of KFC, though.
Yeah.
I got a belly full of KFC and I don't know what to do. Bum, 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 bum. I feel like I need to have a giant spew. Bum, 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 bum. Will I eat a dinner? Probably not. I'm lying to myself. I forgot I have an eating disorder and I will always eat, even when I'm full.
Yeah!
Yay!
Paul Kelly, do another one, Paul.
How many Weet-Bix do you do, cunt? Oh, I nearly got through an entire thing without saying it.
Alright, I think that's all I was going to say.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Like wrap you should up, do with up. Your penises when all you enter a person.
Yeah.
I'm sick of having to ask you. All of you. Assume that I want that shit wrapped up like a goddamn present before it enters my person. Thank you.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, yeah, right. I was thinking exactly the same thing. So that's really good. All right, yeah. Cool.
Sick.
Well, we'll scratches later.
Scratches. Oodles of toodles.
No.
Oodles of toodle doos.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Catch. Well, hey there, how do I get in contact with those How Do I Deal girls?
You can email us at howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com. How do I deal?